What if the grass is greener on the other side because it's always raining there? Where the ones who never fail to give hardly have enough to spare? Where the people with the broadest smiles have pillows filled with tears, and the bravest ones you've ever known are crippled by their fears? It's filled with lonely people, but they're never seen alone. Where those who lack real shelter make you feel the most at home. Maybe their grass looks greener because they've painted on its hue. Just remember, from the other side, your grass looks greener too. E.H. Hey guys, welcome back to Thick and Thin with yours truly. My name is Katie Bilotti, and every single week I like have an issue saying my own name, Katie Bilotti. Yes, my parents thought it'd be a lovely idea to make my name rhyme. Anyway, every single week I come on here, I sit down on my stool. I really need to get a more comfortable chair, to be honest. I always like sit on the stool, and I think I need like a lounge chair at this point. I deserve one, but then I'd be too comfortable. You know, I need to be like rigid and like, you know, really thinking hard. I guess that's why they make like office buildings like cold, so then you're like stay awake. Anyway, that was like a tangent. I just had like 17 tangents in like the first, I don't even know how long it's been, a minute into this podcast. But yeah, so every single week I sit down here and I just talk about the hard stuff in life, you know, the stuff that's good, the stuff that's bad, but mostly the stuff that's bad, honestly, just the stuff, you know, that makes you think a little bit and makes you wonder why you're here. And, you know, that's the stuff I really, you know, geek out over. And I hope that you guys do too, because it's important to, you know, wonder why your life is the way it is and wonder why you react certain ways and, you know, wonder, are you crazy? Answer is most of the time no. And that's really why I sit down and I talk on this thing every single week, to tell you guys that you are not alone in thinking that you're crazy. And one of the very, very most requested topics that you guys always ask me to talk about is comparison. And although a lot of you guys don't come out and directly say, Katie, talk about comparison, a lot of your questions that you guys ask me kind of all go back to a very common theme of comparing your path and your life, your story, to that of someone else's. So many different things. Anyway, so that is a big concept for tonight's episode, and also kind of related, you know, falling in love with ideas, falling in love with the idea of being in love, you know, and differentiating between, you know, your motivations, your personal motivations, and your societal motivations, things that you think society wants you to do and think that is normal, and, you know, what it's like to kind of, you know, stray from that path and how to do it and how to, you know, find the courage to do things like that. So yeah, that is kind of in a nutshell what tonight's episode is all about. You know, kind of started as being something else, and then it's kind of, as I've like written down notes here and there, and you know, today at the office I was getting inspiration, and it's kind of evolved into something completely different. But I'm very excited to share all of this with you guys. But before I get started with that, as you guys know, I'm going to talk about tonight's sponsor. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Away Suitcases. As you guys know, I have worked with Away in the past. I have two suitcases from them. Absolutely obsessed. I have like this tannish color and then the classic black color, and I'm getting a new one, one of their new colors soon. So I'll share that with you guys once I get that one. But basically, in a nutshell, guys, Away Luggage just gets it. They are a team of thinkers, seekers, designers, and their focus and inspiration is movement. You know, the times have changed, how, you know, technology especially is driving the way that we travel. Their suitcases come with chargers built into them so you can charge your phone when you're on the go. They were actually, you know, inspired by the two founders that created Away, were inspired because both of their phones died at JFK Airport, and I know how much of a nightmare JFK Airport is. So they were inspired by that story, and they decided to make their suitcases charging suitcases, which is amazing. They have four different sizes: the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. I think the best part about them is just how cool they look, like how sleek, very millennial, very, you know, on trend. I see them everywhere. Like whenever anyone's like in the office bringing their suitcase for like a long weekend, they always have an Away suitcase. So many colors, so many sizes and options. And the best part about them is the fact that they are designed basically to fit the most possible things in a small space. Like there's not like any excess plastic or anything going on. It's like, you know, the real deal for overpackers like myself. So I'm obsessed with Away. And if you guys want $20 off your first purchase of an Away suitcase, all you got to do is go to awaytravel.com and enter the code HELLOKATIE at checkout. That's hello, K-A-T-Y at checkout, awaytravel.com. Get yourself a cool suitcase, guys. And $20 off. I promise you will not be disappointed. I adore mine. Haven't used another brand of suitcase for years now. So yeah, that is it for tonight's sponsor. Thank you, Away, for sponsoring this podcast. Check out their website and all the colors they have to offer. And yeah, that's it for tonight's sponsor. Actually now, let's get on with the rest of the podcast. Okay, guys, so let's start from the beginning to where this whole podcast topic was born. As you guys know, I've like wrestled with this topic, you know, kind of a little bit alluded to it in the past, but like I decided last night at dinner while I was diving headfirst into a bowl of ramen that I really needed to just dedicate a whole episode to the idea of comparison and overall just, you know, kind of falling in love with ideas that are just societal born and not things you actually really want to do and kind of becoming brainwashed to the point where you don't even know what you want to do. Like, raise your hand if you've ever been victimized or victimized by your own thoughts. Me, okay? Raising my hand right now. You can't see it, but I am. Anyway, so last night I was getting ramen with my two friends, Julia and Adam, and we get ramen every single week together. That's probably why none of us have lost weight. I'm just kidding. But ramen is just like our comfort food after like a long day of work. You know, you just want a nice warm bowl of ramen in your stomach. Honestly, guys, if you're ever in New York, you must go to, well, we have a few different places we really like, but Jeju, it's J-E-J-U. It's like off of Christopher Street, downtown. Amazing ramen, best I've had like in the city. Anyway, so we go every single week. Can you guys tell I'm like caffeinated right now? I'm like kind of hype. I need to like chill. I'm like drinking caffeinated tea right now, and that's probably a mistake. It's like 8 o'clock at night. Anyway, so sitting at ramen, kind of just, you know, I was just talking about my life, my love life. I met a guy last weekend. And I don't know, I just like, I guess I have this tendency I didn't really realize until yesterday to like sit down and my friends are like, so like, blah, 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 like, how was your weekend, whatever. And I'm like, guys, I met the love of my life. I guess I've like opened with that phrase like way too many times. My friends are kind of like boy cried wolf about it. They're like, another one? Like, Katie, what? Or like, are you ever going to like get over the fact that you're quote unquote meeting the love of your life? Like, they're all just guys and you're probably not going to talk about them or talk to them a week from now. So stop saying that. Like, my friends basically in the nicest way possible were like, another one? Like, Katie, you're romanticizing every guy you ever meet, which I guess is kind of my tendency. If you guys know me at all, which you probably do if you listen to all my podcast episodes or even a few of them, you know, I kind of have this thing where I'm like, I'm a hopeless romantic, but then once it gets too easy, I'm like, see ya, on to the next one. Like, I like the challenge, but I also like, I hate, well, obviously, I like it when it's at my own hand, like when I'm the one rejecting someone, but who doesn't? Like, who wants it to be the other way around? But I guess it's also kind of, it's kind of shitty rejecting someone. It's like a really shitty feeling, as you know, because I am human. So I think basically the moral of the ramen story that I'm trying to tell you guys is I have this tendency of quote unquote meeting the love of my life and kind of obsessing over the idea of being with someone. And it's been a long time coming. Like, guys, I was watching one of my old YouTube videos. As you guys know, I've been on YouTube since 2009, so a very long time. And I made this video. I very distinctly remember making this video back in my suburban home, like before I moved recently. So it was like, I would say in high school, beginning of high school, when, you know, as you guys also probably know, I was bullied. And so, you know, school and just life in general was a shitty thing. And I like to escape by putting my life on the internet or kind of a manufactured version of my life and just, you know, talking to you guys, talking to strangers who I actually really love. But yeah, so I made this video and I remember it was like about boys, like I really knew anything, not really, but like I thought I did, and like it did help people, and I ultimately look back and I'm like, you go girl for being that open. And I remember thinking, like, I can't wait to look back at this video when I have a boyfriend and we can laugh about it. And it was like How to Flirt, I think, or something. That was the title. And I looked back at that video today and it was recorded something like five or six years ago. And I think to myself, oh my God, what would this version of myself think if she knew that 6 years later, I would still be feeling, you know, just as clueless and just as, you know, kind of lost and not really knowing, you know, who's the right one for me, what even my like type is, I guess. Like, I still don't really know, you know, what kind of person I'm looking for. So I kind of let myself, you know, think about that for a second and kind of feel a little bit ashamed slash like sad, or I don't think sad is the right word, kind of like disappointed in myself that I haven't been able to like get it together in the past 6 years. But then I like reminded myself, obviously, about all the things I've been able to do and how, you know, successful I've been and how much I've grown and all those like, you know, fun little cute things that I, you know, whatever, like that you remind yourself when you're in a bad mood. But, you know, ultimately, guys, like, you know, growth in your, you know, success and things like that, they aren't going to be there to hug you at night, or they're not the same as a relationship. And, you know, as shallow as it sounds extremely shallow, I know, you know, they're not the same thing. And so it's easy for us to beat ourselves up about it and about, you know, the fact that we just feel so unresolved, because it's something that you, it's something I've discussed this before. It's something, you know, a goal in life that you can't, you know, necessarily try harder to get. It's something that kind of just like happens naturally. And a lot of us have issues with things that happen naturally because we can't control them. And a lot of people, including myself, are very, very obsessed with the idea of controlling their lives to a T, you know, making them as aesthetically pleasing and perfect as possible. So yeah, that again is me in a nutshell. But basically, you know, thinking about this, processing this, you know, kind of all goes back to the idea that we are kind of obsessed with curating our lives and, you know, predicting our futures and kind of, you know, creating this like blueprint and roadmap for where we want to go in life and how we want things to happen. And, you know, my friends and I talk about it all the time. We're like, okay, so like by 27, we'll be like engaged, blah, blah, blah. Like it's different ages for everyone. I'm more of like a 28 girl, I think. You know, kids by 30, early 30s, you know, probably 31, 32, because like we'll be infertile by the time we're 40. Not true, but like we always think about that. And, you know, it's become this whole like kind of life curation, like we're playing Sims or something and we can like perfectly, you know, create our lives, you know, and it's something that we're kind of obsessed with. And I think, you know, it comes down to the point where it's like, you can't ever be satisfied, like fully satisfied with your life. You know, like I think for a second that I'm doing great and I have a lot of, you know, I have money in the bank. I'm like, you know, working my butt off, doing things I care about. You know, going on dates, guys are interested in me, my friends and I have the best possible relationship. And then I'll try on a dress I get in the mail from Revolve or something that I, well, I'm saying this like it's a situation that hasn't happened, but it happened tonight, actually. I was opening up a package from Revolve, tried on a dress, look in the mirror. I'm standing there just feeling so fat. You know, there's never going to be a time where we have everything fully, you know, fully in check. You know, even if you think you do, there's something that's lurking behind the bend that's about to, you know, just pop out and be like, haha, like your life is not perfect no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, have accepted that. A lot of us rational human beings have accepted that we're not going to be perfect, sure, but that's still not going to stop us from getting really upset when certain things don't go our way and when we, you know, certain areas of our life that we think we have completely planned out and perfect just collapse before our eyes. You know, that's not going to stop us from feeling sad in those moments and feeling really insignificant and really shitty about ourselves. And I think, you know, a lot of times, although we do know somewhere deep down that, you know, we're not going to be perfect, we're still going to try as hard as we possibly can to be or to look perfect and look to people that we have it together. And a lot of times, you know, this quote unquote perfect isn't perfect, especially in today's society when, you know, looking like you don't try is like the new thing. And like, you know, not being so perfectly manicured and curated and whatever, it's like, you know, it's cool to like not try, you know, like the like disheveled look and like, you know, but everyone to each their own. But like, I feel like that's kind of the look these days, is to like, you know, just be cool, be effortlessly cool. Like, but is anyone actually effortlessly cool? But I think, you know, comparison's really difficult because it kind of forces us to create these magical ideas in our head, and we kind of become very, very obsessed with these ideas. You know, like I mentioned, I feel like I quote unquote meet the love of my life every night because I am so obsessed with the idea of actually doing that thing that I become kind of, you know, I really want to meet my person. So does everyone. But I feel like it's to the point where I kind of am like, okay, he'll do, you know? And I think that's horrible, first of all, for the other person. You know, I can't imagine how they feel if I'm, you know, obviously in it for the wrong reasons, you know, but I think a lot of times we kind of become a little bit, you know, invested in living a life that isn't ours. And a lot of us even kind of, you know, get to the point where we're like, I wish I could just wake up tomorrow someone else. You know, I wish I wasn't me anymore. I wish I was someone else. And I've seen enough rom-coms, enough movies, you know, freaking Freaky Friday, stuff like that. I've seen enough of those to know that ultimately you do want to be you, and you're going to feel a lot. You'll understand when you walk around in someone else's shoes that like their life is just as hard in just different ways. You know, we're all kind of walking around, you know, looking around at everyone else kind of with our head on a swivel, wondering what other people are doing. And, you know, whether we'll admit it or not, we are constantly scrolling, looking, watching, observing other people. And a lot of times, you know, in doing so, without even trying, sometimes we compare ourselves and we kind of guide our lives based on these other people. And I think that that is why a lot of times we fall in love with these ideas. You know, a lot of us are, you know, hopeless romantics, and we like to see things through rose-colored glasses. And someone actually DM'd me the other day this really good quote from, a lot of people said it's from a movie or something or a TV show, and I forget what it is, but they said, when you're looking through rose-colored glasses, all red flags just look like flags, which is a very, very interesting quote. I had to kind of read that a couple times to understand it. You know, all red flags just look like flags. It's like, you know, sometimes, guys, we got to stop and take those glasses off, kind of, you know, stop romanticizing every element of our lives and really just look at ourselves stripped down, like, okay, not necessarily like, not like naked per se. I mean, if that's what you need to do, sure, go for it. But I think, you know, it's really hard. Someone asked me in my DMs today, you know, okay, Katie, we are products of society. We are obsessed with what everyone else is doing. We are, you know, guided by comparison. And, you know, how do you think trends are even born? That's like, that's the whole, just the beast of the world these days is just like following other people. Like, we literally have followers on social media. Anyway, so someone asked me in the DMs, like, okay, Katie, we have all this, you know, how do we figure out what we actually want to do authentically? You know, do we even have authentic thoughts anymore? Like, do we even have any of those anymore? Do they even exist in our minds? Do we actually even have an opinion of our own that isn't someone else's or wasn't previously said by someone else? It's like we are in the year 2019. How many, you know, different beings have walked this earth, have sat in the same spot where I'm sitting right now, you know, doing various things, you know, in different versions of the world? You know, I was walking home from work today, looking around New York City, and New York City is interesting, you know, and I've been to a lot of cities, a lot of places in the world, not everywhere, certainly, but I've been to a lot of places. And New York is very unique because it has, it's generally, you know, pretty new. It's considered the new world still, you know, it's like not as ancient as some of the European places I've been, some of the Asian societies I've been to. But nonetheless, regardless, considered being the new world, there's just so much that has happened here. So much, you know, it's been worn in, like a, you know, a nice sweater that's been worn in and it's not so new anymore. That is what New York feels to me, even though literally New York, it says new in the name. But like, I walk around here sometimes just like picturing what other people looked like and did and what the city used to look like. I'm really like, I really think it's awesome and inspiring to see like old photos of New York City and what it used to look like. And I always say this, I think I was born in the wrong era. Like, I think this is all too shiny and new for me. I'm so cool. I'm so like old school, LOL. I hate myself for saying this. But anyway, so, you know, that being said, there's been so many lives that have been lived. So many people have lived and done things and died, and some have made an impact. Some you will never even hear their name or know who they were and what they did, but like, nonetheless, they still lived. They still breathed this air. They still, you know, did some things that we do today. They still ate sandwiches, a lot of them, and like, you know, had hopes and dreams, and, you know, they probably compared themselves to other people as well. It's just, you know, this never-ending cycle of comparing yourself. And guys, it is very, very difficult to identify some thoughts in our minds that are uniquely ours and no one else's, not motivated by anything that other people are motivated by. It's like, it's kind of impossible. Even if you think you have those thoughts and you have these unique motivations, it's a lot of times still somehow motivated by society. But how can we not be motivated by society when it's the thing that quite literally keeps us alive? You know, if we don't have a job, then we won't make money. If we don't have money, we won't have a house. If we don't have a house, we probably won't have food. If we don't have food, we will die. The end. It's like you kind of have to an extent, be motivated by society. And I don't think there's any way to fight that. You know, yes, you can kind of prevent yourself from being sucked into it completely and, you know, still have opinions of your own at least. You know, I think that is possible, but it does take a pretty significant amount of fighting, to be honest, to keep those opinions of your own and not, you know, become very, very much in the thick of it, going with the flow of society. You know, there's this quote that I always, you know, think about, only dead fish go with the flow, you know, kind of talking about how you should be, you know, you should be a force to be reckoned with. You should be something that goes against, or someone rather, that goes against the grain, that isn't always, you know, on the beating path of, or on the, I don't even know what that quote means, to be honest, that phrase, on the beating path. You know what I'm saying, guys? It's like you, I mean, I don't even know if I just like got way too deep on you guys, and half of you guys have already clicked off of the podcast because like, wow, am I okay? That was kind of depressing. But guys, like I ultimately think, you know, as much as our lives, as much as our lives, you know, are kind of dictated whether we want it or not by the way that society functions and just the times, you know, like we, to a certain extent, kind of have to keep up with the times and how things are going. You know, as much as it is kind of like that, we also do have the freedom to wake up every morning and, you know, think about those things that get us out of bed. And, you know, there's always this quote that's thrown around, like, you know, the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, like that is what is uniquely yours. That is what you should be chasing. That is your passion, you know. But sometimes, guys, I don't want to get out of bed. Like, sometimes there's nothing that gets me out of bed. You know, I want to stay there. I want to hide. I want no one to see me, and I just want to be alone, you know. And then there's other days where I'm just running out of bed practically, you know, wanting to do this certain thing, you know, wanting to film a video, wanting to, you know, touch the world in some way, and I get really excited about it. And, you know, I think the days where I don't want to get out of bed, aside from me just being lazy AF, I think that those are kind of the days where I've kind of let society win. I've kind of let, you know, everybody else's lives, you know, kind of bring me down, and I've let the comparison game get to me. And, you know, if anything, it's just like you just have to try again the next day. Like, you're gonna, it's gonna happen that you're gonna get kind of down about it. Like, even the most powerful looking, amazing human beings on this planet, you know, have anxiety about it all, have, you know, some ends that aren't, some loose ends that aren't tied. You know, it's like you never know what's going on with other people. I've said that a ton of times, but, you know, here's the thing. At the end of the day, guys, like, your time here on this planet is limited. You don't know how long you have. You truly do not. You never do. And so, you know, don't waste the time that you have living someone else's life, even if that means, you know, kind of taking quote unquote inspiration to the next level. Because yes, you can be inspired by other people. That's the whole point. That's the whole point that I even live, is because I want to inspire you guys to, you know, see yourselves differently and see yourself as something that is important and that can be loved. And I want you guys to see yourselves that way, you know, kind of speaking personally. But, you know, you can be inspired by other people, but when you let that, you know, completely dictate your life and kind of, you know, mask any original thought that you have in your mind, that is an issue. And, you know, I think that there is this tendency sometimes to say that, you know, as I mentioned previously, that falling in love with the idea of love is toxic. And, you know, yes, I think it sometimes can be if it completely, you know, if it threatens your relationships and it makes people feel like, you know, you're just kind of obsessed with this idea of what you want your life to be and not actually living it for the purpose of living. You know, I think if it kind of gets in the way of what gets you out of bed in the morning, I think that's an issue. But at the end of the day, guys, you know, kind of having these ideals and having these fantasies and having these things that you know, you drift off at night when you're sleeping and thinking about, you know, these things, the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, having that kind of brings us some hope. You can't eliminate that completely, because without it, you just have a very grim, very black and white society that, you know, kind of just wants your money. You know, like, I think you have to be a dreamer in this world, but you do have to stay rooted in the idea that, yes, you can be a dreamer, but don't catch yourself living someone else's life. Don't let yourself drift into living someone else's life to a T, because that will ultimately not be a good thing for you. And so, you know, sometimes I do get a little bit obsessed with the idea of, you know, finding the love of my life and finding my, you know, my answer to my problems. And, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I don't like how I look, and I look for a solution. I'm constantly looking for a solution to all the ways that where I feel like I don't measure up. You know, maybe I'll skip a couple meals or something. Like, I always come up with these solutions, and then I get upset about it, and it just I spiral out of control. And, you know, I think it's to the point where it's kind of like a diet, guys, or not a diet. That's like a bad, I guess kind of a diet. You know, they say like you shouldn't like cut out everything you like, you know, like cut out everything that's bad for you in your diet, because you're just going to obviously not be able to handle it. Some people can, some, you know, very strong individuals in this world. But, you know, if you completely cold turkey, cut out everything that you know, every junk food and the entirety of junk food, and, you know, cut out everything bad, and you just eat, you know, carrots for the rest of your life, you're going to ultimately revert back. Like, you're going to binge, and you're not going to be able to do it. You can't cut everything out cold turkey like that, you know? So similarly, you know, you can't cut out all of the, like, those, you know, dreamlike aspects of your life, because ultimately, you know, you're going to either revert back or just become very depressed. You know, you have to let yourself, you have to indulge yourself in dreaming every once in a while, but there is a happy balance with it. And I think that's something that we're always going to struggle with, guys. Like, I think that I'm going to struggle with this till the end of time, you know? And I think, you know, as I've gotten older, though, I've kind of become more sober to the idea, or kind of a little bit colder, to be honest. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, actually, when I was trying to drift off to sleep, which has been difficult. I like can't fall asleep these days. I don't know why. I think I'm just like stressed with a lot of things going on. But, you know, I was thinking about it the other night, like before bed, every single night, this is so stupid or whatever. It just seems stupid when I say it out loud, but like back in like high school, middle school, maybe college. I don't think in college. I think it was mostly like a high school, middle school thing. I would like, you know, picture this like scenario in my head, this romantic scenario with like a guy in my class or something finally noticing me, or like something stupid like that. And like, I would just imagine it in my head. Like, it would be like to like a musical, like to a song, not a musical, but like it'd be, you know, there's that one song. It was like, Break Even by The Script. Do you guys remember that song? That was always the song like that, like was in the background of my romantic scenario that I would drift off to sleep with. And I would never finish the scenario because I would always fall asleep before it ended, because I was just, I was a tired girl, I guess. But also like, it would like kind of let me sleep, because I was thinking of something happy and something that could happen. And yeah, like 7 years later, here I am sitting here in New York talking about how I'm still struggling. So that's great. Yeah, but you know, guys, it's like you have to let yourself be a dreamer. But you know, if it lands you, you know, when you wake up from the dream and you kind of are in the wrong story per se, if you kind of let your dreams and let your imagination run wild to the point where you are, you know, find yourself dating someone that you don't actually like, you know, friends with people that you don't actually like, and, you know, a number of different scenarios and situations that you can get yourself into, and you kind of wake up one day and you're like, oh my God, this is my life. I don't believe in this bullshit. You know, like if you find yourself in the wrong story, leave, for the benefit of everyone involved, mostly yourself, but like everyone else involved too. Like if you can't live your life, you know, kind of squinting, you know, lying to ourselves about what we really want, you know, accepting less than what we deserve, like that's a problem. And I think, you know, at least like just personally, romantically, you know, I've been kind of settling, you know, going back to a couple episodes ago, settling for people that I don't actually like, because they fit the storyline, because they fit the narrative of what I want my life to be. I want to be 23, living in New York with a boyfriend, you know, on the road to a happy ending, like blah, la-di-da-di-da, whatever, you know? And I think sometimes I'm like, okay, you'll do. You fit the job description of what I want. So like, you'll do. And then I kind of spaz out, for a lack of a better way to put it. It's like I kind of spaz out about it, and I'm like, oh my God, bye, see ya, get the fuck out. And people are mad, and it's just this whole ordeal. And I just could, you know, I could avoid so much turmoil and heartbreaking of me breaking other people's hearts, and, you know, me having a broken heart, and just all this breakage. I could just, you know, kind of bypass all the breakage if I was just a little bit more honest with myself, and a little bit, you know, if I cut myself some slack, honestly, here and there. Like, you know, I don't have to have it all together. I don't have to have that perfect storyline. And, you know, you know, I can dream, yes, but I can't let the dreaming, you know, push an agenda and kind of rush me through my life. Because, you know, as I mentioned, like, you kind of catch yourself sometimes living someone else's life, someone's life that isn't yours. You know, I'll say it again for like a 17th time in this podcast episode, like, your time here is limited. Like, you might as well be, you know, spending your time living your story, not someone else's. You know, if you catch yourself in someone else's story, leave, because it doesn't belong to you. It's someone else's. And therefore, you know, it's going to be exhausting playing this, the part of someone else where you can, you know, when you can just be yourself. You know, it's exhausting to describe this, because I just feel like it's something that, you know, no matter how many times I hear it or you hear it, it's like we're still going to just fall victim to the way that society is and the way that we just feel like we need to fit the mold of these certain individuals, English, I can't speak. But yeah, guys, in the end, we all just become stories, you know, and I think that, you know, in the end, I want to be my own story and not, you know, have to say, oh yeah, so I was kind of like myself for a little bit there. And then I was like Selena Gomez for a little bit there. And I was like my friend, Julia a little bit there. And like, you know, I want to be like, hi, I'm Katie. I've been myself all along, or at least most of the time, until I figured out that I wasn't being myself. And this is my story. Close the book. And okay, so I get it. You know, sometimes the universe just feels very, very big, very huge, and we just want something to hold on to because it just feels so massive. And just, you know, we get really scared. Sometimes we're overcome, overwhelmed, you know, with all the possibilities that we have. A lot of us, you know, a lot of us are very lucky to have a lot of possibilities in our lives. And, you know, sometimes it can be kind of a curse, because we just get a lot of it overwhelmed, and we convince ourselves that we're not good enough. You know, we're not capable enough to do half of the things that we're presented with. And it's just, we get down on ourselves. And I think it's kind of due just to the sheer size of the universe that we're in. And, you know, I think the way that we combat all of this, you know, all the people that are looking at us, all the people that we're looking at, and the comparison game, just the size of this universe and everything that's going on, just the constant movement of it all, you know, the way that we combat this, you know, the way that we kind of just, you know, make this life, you know, a story worth telling, make our lives a story worth telling, is to hold on to something. You know, I mentioned those things that get you out of bed, you know, on the days where you want to get out of bed. You know, pick one of those things, grab on, hold on to one of those things. Everyone has one, even if you think you don't, you do. Dig deep, really think about it. Maybe just sit in a corner for like 20 minutes and just think without your phone for a little bit. You know, just think about those things that you actually really like to do, that you really feel passionate about, and that you feel, you'll know. It's like this like weird, warm, burning feeling that you get in your chest when you're doing it. And it's that thing, it kind of tingles. I'm like making probably a lot of background noise on my sweatshirt right now, because I'm trying to like recreate the feeling of like feeling inspired and powerful. And like, it's those things that make you feel like charged, almost like an electric charge. Those are the things that you need to hold on to very tightly. And you need to, you know, kind of, I mean, I think you need to, first of all, kind of like make sure it's the thing. You know, it can change, but make sure it's something that is truly something that gets you out of bed because you want to, not because you feel like you have to, and not because you feel like it's the cool thing to do, okay? Be very clear about that before you do what I'm about to say. So grab on to, you know, to that thing or one of those things, and it can change over time when you grow and you get older. And, you know, devote yourself to that thing. Devote yourself to making that thing, and, you know, making yourself the best you can possibly be at that thing. You know, not in the sense of maybe skill, but like just do it to the best of your ability. You know, do it, further it, try to, you know, bend it as far as it'll go. You know, make something out of it, mold it, make it into something different even. You know, I think that's something that you have to do for yourself in order to, you know, kind of just, you know, what's it called? Like dodge all the harmful things in this world. You know, kind of distract yourself. That's a better word. Distract yourself from all the things that kind of lead you astray. You know, all the fantasies that we get sucked into, you know, that are kind of deeper than dreams, that are kind of like a, I don't know, it reminds me of one of those like weird creepy fantasy worlds in Harry Potter or like Lord of the Rings or something, you know, like something that's just like, it just, yeah, you gotta like, reel yourself in there, kid, and really focus on the things that get you out of bed, because those are the important things. And, you know, I think that once you devote yourself, you know, to creating something that gives you purpose, you know, that is what ultimately will make your story worth telling. And I think everyone's stories are obviously worth telling, but it'll make you believe that yours is worth telling. And I think sometimes it's okay to not know what that thing is right away. Sometimes it's something that presents itself to you later on in life, you know. And I think, you know, I think there's a pressure to, you know, kind of discover your calling very early in life, like your ultimate calling, your like ultimate thing that's gonna, you know, you're gonna be known for, like Julia Child known for cooking, I don't know, like Walt Disney known for the whole Disney franchise that didn't even exist when he was my age, you know, a number of things, J.K. Rowling, like I could go on and on and on about all the greats and how they discovered their gifts later on in life. But I think, you know, ultimately maybe we won't find the thing right now. But that's, you know, why I mentioned that these things change. I think you need just to, you know, latch on to one thing that makes you feel like you have a purpose and really figure out why, figure out how that, you know, how it operates within your daily life and how it ultimately will make you a better person. And I think that's really important to, you know, become really developed in that one thing, even if it might change. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, the courage to find that thing and to run with that thing, even if it's not societally, you know, what's it called, socially acceptable, you know, maybe it's not the most glamorous, most popularized idea, you know, I think finding the courage to run with that thing, you know, is something that you will never regret. I don't think you'll ever regret, you know, running for something that you believe in. And I'm being kind of vague here because I want you guys to visualize whatever that is, you know, in yourself. And I don't want to limit you with any specifics here. But yeah, I think I've given you guys some pretty decent food for thought in this episode and, you know, kept it kind of vague just so you guys can kind of insert your own life experiences into this whole shebang. Mine always ends up being kind of romantic because that's something that I'm insecure about. And not all of us are, but I am, and honestly, a lot of people are, based on the messages I see from you guys week after week. So yeah, I guess ultimately, like, parting words, just, you know, trust the timing of your life. Trust that you don't have to force everything that happens to you and to, you know, into a perfect little box, and everything doesn't need to happen on cue, you know, in a calendar format. It's just like some things are just going to happen to you when you don't want them to happen or when you're not planning on it. And it just, you know, life is a crazy beast like that. And you have to, you know, kind of just somehow be okay with that. And also just focus yourself on living a life that you are proud of and that isn't someone else's. It doesn't have anyone else's name on it, you know, per se. Like, you know, it's something that you are creating yourself, you know, kind of making up as you go. And it's not something that you're, you know, you're following a blueprint of someone else's life. Because I promise you, if you are, you'll wake up someday feeling very, very upset about it. You won't be able to carry on the charade, you know, for your entire life. And, you know, if you do, you'll kind of, you know, be at the end thinking, oh my God, none of this has been me. You know, and so, yeah, I think that's an important concept. Yeah, I think I kind of, you know, discussed everything I wanted to talk about. I guess ultimately the last thing I do want to touch on is where I began with this podcast, you know, kind of discussing the idea of the grass being greener. Because as I've mentioned numerous times in this episode, you know, we kind of play this comparison game in society where, you know, whether we know it or not, we're kind of comparing our lives to that of other people's and people of the past. And we just kind of, We can't help but compare ourselves sometimes. And I think, you know, a lot of times we do need to remind ourselves, although we kind of claim that we know this already, we do need to, you know, kind of really remind ourselves that the grass isn't always greener on the other side, because sometimes, guys, that green grass is fake. You know, it's not real green grass. Like, growing up, my dad was obsessed with having our front lawn be like the greenest of the neighborhood. Like, it could literally be seen from space, probably, how green it was in comparison. And, you know, our next door neighbor, like, love him to death. He did not care about his lawn, and it was always like brown. And so, you know, it always made our lawn look more green. And, you know, although I'm not gonna like bash my dad's gardening skills, or do you consider that gardening? Yard work, I guess. Because, like, yes, it was naturally green. It wasn't like he like colored it green, but like, Pretty sure, actually, though, like at my college, Elon, they like dyed the river or river. There was like a pond where like there's a fake swan. There was a real swan. I don't know why. I just made that bullshit up. It's a real swan, but it's like a fake blue green like color that the pond is. I don't know why where am I going with this? I'm like digging myself into a hole. But you know, nonetheless, you know, sometimes guys, the green grass that we compare our brown grass to, or whatever what we think is brown grass, you know, we compare it to that green grass across the way that we think is so perfect, and that person that has it all together, you know, so to speak. And even if they do kind of divulge their problems on the internet or whatnot, some people will get honest about their problems. They're only kind of telling you the prettiest of their problems. You know, they want to seem relatable, but they're also just trying to mask all the other things that they would never tell a soul, you know, let alone the internet. And so we have to remind ourselves that that green grass might not really be green. And also we have to remind ourselves that those people with the green grass are looking at our grass, wishing that theirs was our color. And it's just, it's all that. It's just a cycle. It's a cycle of comparing ourselves, and we can't let ourselves get beat up about it. And we just have to focus on the things that get us out of bed, focus on those passions, grab onto them, latch onto them, and don't let go. And that is what's ultimately going to get us through. And yeah, okay, so that is it for tonight's episode. I know I've only been talking for 40 minutes or so, and I know I normally go for like 45, but I feel like I did it. I talked about everything I wanted to say, and at this point, if I went on any longer, it would just be like rambling, and I'm already stuttering, so I just can't. So yeah, that is it for tonight's episode of Thick and Thin, guys. Thank you guys for listening. As always, let me know what you guys thought of the episode on my Instagram account. My name is Katie, K-A-T-Y. Last name is Bellotti, B-E-L-L-O-T-T-E. Let me know what you guys think by sliding in my DMs or commenting on my posts, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye!